"Where's Rusky?" said Curtis. That was what they called him. That was his tag. Rusky. A Russian person. A person of Russian descent. Thomas thought it sounded a bit like a dog's name. "Where is he?" said Curtis again. Neron didn't respond. He was tired of people thinking it was anything to do with him if Thomas came into school or not. He wanted him to come in, but he didn't seem to be able to do anything about it. Neron looked around him. The art room was a mess. A girl was lying on a table at the back, and three boys were taking it in turns to try and tip her off. Two boys came in with their hoods up. Mrs. Durrant, the art teacher, stared at them like a witch working her classroom magic until they pulled them down. They liked her. They did what she said. Even Thomas liked the art room, with its chalky smell and colours. But not today. Today he preferred the green of the grass and the bright burnt orange of the sun. "Thomas?" said Mrs. Durrant in Neron's direction. Neron shut his eyes. Mrs. Durrant didn't know if this meant, "Don't ask me," or "Don't wait for him." Whichever it was, she decided to start the lesson. "What will you be doing in 5 years' time?" said Mrs. Durrant, kicking off the Olympic theme. "Waiting," said Curtis. It was meant to be a stupid answer, a joke, but it was true. Curtis had been waiting all his life for something to happen. He just hadn't woken up to the fact that he had anything to do with it. "You'll be 19, she said. "How old would you be, Mrs. Durrant?" It was cheeky, but Mrs. Durrant didn't care. "I don't like to think about it, Curtis," she replied. This was also true. She would be 52 in 5 years' time. She hated the idea of turning 50. "5 years' time. London, 2012. The Olympics." "Big party," said Grace. Mrs. Durrant smiled, then turned and wrote a name in big letters on the board. Ada Fernandez. "Ada is a photographer," said Mrs. Durrant. "Is she the Olympic photographer, miss?" said Curtis. "She's coming to work with you on a project about the Olympics. What it means to have the Olympics coming here in 2012, which seems to be not a lot at the moment." "Nah, miss, we're going to be famous and win the marathon," said Zainab, moving around on her feet like a break dancer and heading back up the paint-splattered floor. "Somebody is," said Mrs. Durrant. "Somebody your age right now is training to win the 2012 marathon." Everybody went quiet for a moment, and the idea of some thin kid breaking the tape, neck forward and arms to the sky, hung in the air like a promise.